long time before the birth of Jesus, our Heavenly Father looked down at a world that was filled with darkness and sin. It is a terrifying thing to think of the Almighty God looking down at a world and not seeing anything but darkness and evil and sin. People had become complacent. They were turning from God and they were failing to realize what a dark and dreary existence that they had. You see people today that apparently are wealthy. They have everything that anyone could ask for, but they don't have happiness. They live a miserable existence because they don't have Christ in their life. If you're accustomed to the darkness, you tend not to notice it. If you don't turn the lights on in your house, you think, well, maybe I won't see all that dust. Maybe I won't see all that dirt and see that I need to clean up. And people that are living in sin are doing the same thing. They're living in the dark. And they don't even see that they need a Savior. They don't see that they need to clean up and to get things right with God. And the longer that you live in a dirty house, the less it bothers you. It doesn't bother you that the dishes are piling up in the sink and there's bugs crawling around on the floor. You become used to it. And that's what God saw when he looked down on the earth. And he saw that the people were living in darkness and they were living in sin. We get to the point that we think, well, it's okay. But it's not okay. This same thing is true of our spiritual life, our spiritual house, our soul. We don't realize how dirty and sinful we are until the light of Christ reveals it to us. Amen. Christ has a way of showing us you need to straighten up. You need to get your act together. You need to clean your house. You need to have my blood applied to your life so that everything will be clean. Do you know that without light, nothing will grow? Without the light of Christ, we won't grow spiritually. When we first moved into the parsonage, Daniel looked around for a spot to plant him some turnips and mustard. And the wise place would be to plant them in the backyard. But it's too shady. It's too dark. They won't grow. And if we live a life that is sheltered and in the shade and in the dark, we can't grow. If you notice, if you plant a garden and it's among the trees, half of it may come up, but I can guarantee you half of it won't. Because it has to have the light. And that's the same thing with us today as Christians. We as believers have to have the light of God shining in our life in order for us to grow spiritually. Do you know that in the New Testament alone, light is referred to 76 different times. First, it says in John, 1 John, chapter 1, verse 5, God is light. In him there is no darkness. a man by the name of Albert Barnes, who published a commentary, expresses the core of what is meant by God is light. Light in the scripture is the emblem of purity, of truth, of knowledge, and of happiness, as darkness is the opposite of all of this. In the scripture, when we talk about the light of God, we're talking about His love, having the knowledge of God, which we receive from reading and studying His Word. God is the source and the essence of all these things, all of these pure and perfect things. If you do not have the light of Christ in your life, you're living a life in sin. You're falling for incomplete truths without any error. God is the source of absolute knowledge. Without any ignorance on any subject, God is the answer to everything. God is also the source and the essence of infinite happiness, so that nothing can make Him miserable. And when we put our faith and our trust in this kind of God, we will have joy unspeakable and full of glory. When I was a child, we used to sing, "Joy unspeakable and full of glory. I have found His grace is all complete. He supplies my every need. While I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I am free. I am free indeed." That's what the light of Jesus does for us. It frees us to be able to worship. Second, the New Testament teaches us that mankind by nature abhors light. John 3:19 tells us that light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light because their deeds are evil. You see more crimes committed at night than you do in the daytime. People that have evil intentions love the darkness. But when we turn our life over to Jesus Christ, He brings that light into our life, and He wants us to carry that light out into the world. On Sunday mornings, when we put out the candles and we take the light out, we're not supposed to stop at the door. We're supposed to take that light on out into the world and tell people that Jesus is the light. Light has come into the world through Christ. And men love darkness instead because their deeds are evil. Without God's intervention in our lives, we sin against God. We remain in spiritual ignorance and we believe the lies that Satan tells us. Think about it. If you do not live in the light that God has for us, then we will be subject to disaster because we will find ourselves listening to every lie that the devil has to tell us. The light of Jesus shines in the darkness, and the darkness was not able to overcome it. This child of Christmas brings us peace with God and peace with others. Through the light of God's love, we can have peace with ourselves. I knew a man years ago that when anybody would come to his door, he greeted them with a smile. He was the happiest. Just, "Come on in. I'm so glad to see you." But the whole time they were walking up the sidewalk to get to his door, he was cussing. "I wonder what they want now. What are they here for?" He didn't have the light of Christ. That's being a hypocrite. If we have the light of Christ, we need to set that light on a hill, on a candlestick, so that it gives light to all in the world, so that they will know that we are children of God. As we celebrate the birth of this King of Kings and this Lord of Lords, may His glorious light shine forth into the darkened world. And as we prepare our hearts tonight to partake of Holy Communion, may we pray that our lives will be that light on the hill that cannot be hid. Jesus is the answer. He is the light that we're all searching for. We all have times, and there's a lot of people during the holiday season that become discouraged. They're afraid. They're sad. They don't know how to cope with life because they have not seen the light of Christ. Christ dispels the darkness. He dispels the gloom. He dispels the depression. He is what we need today. Let us pray. Lord, may this candle be a light for You to enlighten us in our decisions. And may it be for You to purify us from all of our pride and our selfishness. May it be a flame for You to build warmth into our hearts toward our family, toward our neighbors, and toward everyone that we meet. These things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.